We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I think I told you one time that when I was a country boy, we didn't have much candy like they have now. We had some candy, but not so much, you know. You didn't run to the store every day or so. Sometimes you go to town and bring some sticks of candy home. But when they'd take those sticks of candy and hand them out, we didn't chew it up in a hurry, you see. We'd just get a hold of a stick and suck it all day, you know. Just sit there, you know. Didn't want to get rid of it. It's too good to get rid of all at once, see. Do you know some of these verses in the Gospel of John? It's almost impossible to turn them loose. But the one glorious thing about you can never exhaust them. You can never get all the sweetness out of it, all the wonder out of it. Now, I want to read you some verses this morning. I want you to notice how strong they are. Listen. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me." In other words, God sent me. My Father said, "If you believe on me, you believe on my Father." Now, that's a test. Now, remember that. Now, I didn't say that. I just told you what the Lord said. And the one that said that said something else. He said, "Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Now, Jesus Christ was either the Son of God. He was either God incarnated. He was either God manifest in the flesh. He was either sent of God, or he was not sent of God. And you have only one of the three courses. Was he crazy? Was he a liar? Or did he tell the truth? Now, certainly you wouldn't think he was crazy. Nobody could ever say he was insane, see? It's impossible for us to think that of Jesus Christ. He wasn't eccentric. He's well-balanced. No such rounded character ever lived. Nobody ever spake such words of wisdom. There was no radical moment in his life. He was calm in the midst of all the tragedies that came. He couldn't have been insane. Well, he just couldn't have been crooked. You know, men don't lie down and die. They're not crooked, just get a chance to die, see? Men have to have strong convictions to die for those convictions. He couldn't have been crooked. He couldn't have been a deceiver. He couldn't have been crazy. What was he? Well, he told you what he was. Now, listen now. Get it straight. Jesus Christ said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me." What a wonderful statement. All right, here I am. Now you believe in me. You don't? Well, you don't believe in God then, he said. Oh, you say, "Oh, I believe in a great God." Well, you don't believe on that great God. It's one thing for me to say somebody made this universe. It's another thing for me to believe in the one that made the universe. See? I may know who the President of the United States is. Would be another thing for me not to trust the President of the United States, you see. Now, you can know as a God, and everybody knows as a God. There's never been, as I've said so many times, there's never been any man who's an atheist in his head. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." The fool said there's no God. But it doesn't mean, as I've told you before, that God didn't exist. The idea underlying what the fool said is, "No God for me." Oh, I don't want any of that kind of business. I don't want that kind of stuff. No God for me, see. As a matter of fact, that's what everybody says that rejects God. If you're not right with God, you say, "No God for me," see. That's what you say, so you're a fool too. If you're not right with God and say, "No God for me, I don't want any God, I don't, none of that stuff for me, I live my own life," all right, the Bible says you're a fool. That's the kind of man he's talking about. You know as a God, if you got any sense at all, you couldn't look around, you not know somebody did to me. All right. Now, Jesus said, if you believe on me, you believe on the one that sent me. If you don't believe on me, you don't believe on me, him. If you believe on him, you believe on me. Now, he said it. Jesus Christ said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me." You accept me, you accept God. I emptied myself. I put on a human form and came down to this earth, walk around men. Now, if you believe on me, you believe on God. If you believe on God, you believe on me. Now, take the next verse. This next verse is more striking still. "He that seeth me, seeth him that sent me." Jesus, do you mean when somebody looked at you, that fellow looked at God? Yes. Yes, that's what I mean. You mean then, if I see you, I see God? Yes. That's what I mean. He that seen me, seen the Father. So if you look at me, you're looking at God. Now, I'm God clothed in a form. I'm God in the human form. I'm God appearing as a man. God manifest in the flesh, see. Other words, he moved out of the role of creator. He was not lighting worlds and making suns and all that kind of situation. He steps down there into the place of a servant. As I've said so many times, in the drama of the ages, he played many parts. First time you see God in the drama of the ages, you see him way back yonder in the morning of eternity, standing there, striking a match and lighting a sun, making stars, creating the universe. Now he's appearing there, that role. Then you see him over in the Old Testament, appearing in different roles there. Always the same person. Now you see God on earth appearing as a servant, see, in human form, coming to serve. That's what he did. He put on a towel, wrapped it around, and washed the disciples' feet, see. He came, God himself now, stooping down to the place of a servant so he could take you and me and take us back to the Father. He is God's servant. He was God in the flesh, in the form of a servant. Now, I said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. My, that's wonderful, isn't it? Yet you've got preachers and pulpits in this country denying the virgin birth, Jesus Christ. And you bring out the Bible here, a lot of these fellows think it's smart to boost. That takes the word virgin out of Isaiah when the prophet is talking about our Lord who is coming. Oh, these wise men, these men that think they're smart, you know, and strut their intellect when they don't have any much intellect to strut some of. Think they're so wonderful, see? Say, well, you know, I believe in the divinity of Jesus, but of course everybody's divine too. He just discovered his divinity, some of them say, see? And some people pay those fellows to disseminate that kind of damnable stuff in this country. And they're literally shaking their fist at Jesus Christ and calling him a liar. That's all they're doing. Think of somebody talking like Jesus talked. Think of anybody that you ever saw, the best person you've ever known. Go back and turn the page of the history. Think of anybody that ever lived on earth that could say this except Jesus Christ. He that has seen me has seen the one that sent me. I was sent by Almighty God as a servant. And if you've seen me, you've seen God because I am God. Oh, you say, I don't understand. You don't have to understand. You think you're smart enough to understand somebody as wonderful as that? Why, I hear a great many people say a great many things I never understood. If Einstein has come here this morning and told me about his discovery, the law he discovered, I wouldn't know what he's talking about. I haven't got that kind of a mind. How do you expect to understand? You're a sinner. He said, you've no eyes to see. You have no ears to hear. He said, you're blind. He said, except you're born again, you can't see. These fellows just haven't been born again. Any man that questions in his mind the virgin birth of Jesus Christ has never been born again. Now, you make a note that I've been preaching all these years. I've seen them all over the world. I've seen some of them in pulpits, and I've seen some of them on official boards. But whenever you find anybody in the world that questions the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, if you read it in the Bible and comes across, now he might not have known it to start with. He might have just started out, trusted Jesus, got saved, and say, isn't it wonderful? And then we read in the Bible, he is born of a virgin. Oh, he said that must have been, see. Why, of course he was. He was so different, he must have been born different. No trouble about believing the virgin birth. No trouble about believing in the incarnation. No trouble about believing in the vicarious blood atonement. No trouble about believing in the bodily resurrection. When you know Jesus Christ, you can solve every problem that your soul has to face. That's what's the matter with people. Oh, men and women, how blind the world is. How terrible it is that men in religious position, men who are supposed to stand, who are supposed to be leaders of men, stand up and question these things after the marvelous statements that Jesus made. Why, it's no more wonderful to me that he should be born of a virgin than it is for him to make this statement. He that seen me has seen him that sent me. That's wonderful, isn't it? If you've looked at me, you've looked at God. You're looking at me, aren't you? Well, all right, you're seeing God. That's what he's saying. Now, notice the next verse. I am come now. A light in the world. Now he said, no space now, he believed on me that sent me. He that seen me has seen him that sent me. They said, I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. You don't have to be in darkness about any of these things. All you have to do is to trust him. He'll open your eyes. He'll unstop your ears. He'll melt your old hard heart. He'll set fire that little old dried up egotistical brain in your head. You won't have any trouble. You're not going to get folks converted to meet them on intellectual level. All way you get men converted is get them to trust Jesus. Yeah, people say you have to appeal to his head. You don't. There's nothing wrong with your head. There's not enough in your head to bother you. The trouble is your little old sinful heart filled with the world, filled with pride. I talked to a boy. Came there and I said, don't talk to me. I know what's the matter with you. Got the big head. You think you're smart. You've studied some philosophy. And after a while, I led him to the Lord right there in the office. And next day, I saw him, his face all beaten. He said, Dr. Bob, I just led my first soul to Jesus this afternoon. See? He didn't have any trouble. You don't have any trouble when you meet Jesus. That solves your problems. I've seen scholars and bums and all of them come to Jesus Christ. And when they got to Jesus, they all looked at Jesus the same way. They all said, that's the Son of God. That's the Savior of the world. He was God in the flesh. He saved me. He died for me. His blood cleanses. He was virgin born. They don't have any trouble. Oh, don't pay any attention. Men and women, you listen to me. I don't know much, but I know what I'm talking about now. There's nothing to those folks, except they are conceited. They're conceited. They got swellhead. They worship at their own shrine of scholarship when they don't have any scholarship. Well, they're filled with pride. That's all the matter with them. Don't you worry about it. You keep trusting. You old saints of God, if you met Jesus, you met God. If you met Jesus, he was born of a virgin. If you met Jesus Christ, he was God manifest in the flesh. If you met Jesus Christ, you met somebody that died to save and who rose again from the dead. And you're going to see him someday. You're going to be like him. God help us to be true to him. Oh, Lord Jesus, Savior of man, God manifest in the flesh, the one that took a servant's place and died on the cross for us poor sinners, how we thank you. Help us to be faithful and true and loyal in all the things we do. True to the Son of God, may we never waver. Keep Bob Jones University faithful till Jesus comes, and keep all these saints of God faithful. Help them to walk humbly before God. Help them to be true to God. Help us to magnify his name. We pray in the name of the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.